Student Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Good morning, Leeds. We are having a major technical problem. Anyway, we are What Jon Snow Doesn't Know, back for week two.
Yeah, despite the technical issue, we're still What Jon Snow Doesn't Know.
Yeah. I am Paddy Keane.
And I'm Joe Scott.
And we are having a bit of a mare.
we'll try it again.
Yeah, go.
You might think you've peeped the scene. You haven't. The real one's far too mean. The watered-down one, the one you know, was made up centuries ago. They made it sound all whack and horny. Yes, it's awful, blasted, boring. Twisted fiction, sick addiction. Well, gather round, children, zap it, listen.
Can we get much higher?
So high.
Hello, Leeds Student Radio. Thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah, many apologies.
We're back on top now. We are What Jon Snow Doesn't Know. We're back for our second show, so welcome back to anyone who listened before, and welcome to anyone who is their first time. So we're going to be talking about some film, TV and music, and we're going to be talking about some other more random stuff later on. But first, if it works, here's some... Oh, God.
Come on, Joe.
It's all going hell over.
No, we're doing fine. What are you playing for us,
Joe? I'm playing Black Magic Woman by Fleetwood Mac.
Brilliant.
I got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see that she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back. You might just break up my magic spell. Spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby.
That was Fleetwood Mac with Black Magic Woman. We appreciate all those who tweeted in about our start. It was... We're back.
It was flawless.
It was flawless. It was all intentional. But anyway, we are What Jon Snow Doesn't Know. And first things first, Paddy, what have you been watching?
What have I been watching this week, Joe? Okay, I watched The Walking Dead, finally. I finally caught up with it. It started again about 2 weeks ago, and I watched the first episode. It was the most watched episode in history out of anything ever.
Really?
Yeah, I was a bit shocked as well. No, yeah, I'm 100% sure.
I gotta look into that.
It was... I was so disappointed with the end of last season. I got so bored with it that I didn't want to watch it, to be honest. But I was like, no, I'll watch it. I'll give it a go. But, to be honest, it was really good. Like, the budget must have been ridiculous. Like, it was like a film. Like, lots of explosions, zombies left, right and centre. It was great. I must confess, I did miss the last 10 minutes. But it seems to be pretty good. It seems to be, like, kind of, I don't know, it's got, like, its substance back. Because it was getting just dreadful. But it's back, and it seems to be quite good. So that's another thing for me to procrastinate over for the next rest of the semester.
Well, you've been looking for one of them.
No, I have, I'm very busy. Also, I've watched The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is absolutely incredible. I don't want to say too much because it's one of them that really hinges on the twist, but it's a Swedish murder mystery, which, like, obviously is going to be amazing.
So you watched the original Swedish, not the...
I watched both.
American, okay.
And I actually preferred the American one, which is, like, a really controversial thing to say.
It is very controversial.
Yeah. But I thought the American one was really good. Daniel Craig's really good in it. And I actually preferred the lead. I think she's better in the American one. She's just got a bit more, like, she's more badass.
Rooney Mara.
Yeah.
Mm. Instead of Naomi Rapace.
You've got so much knowledge.
Such knowledge.
Wow. yeah, so that I couldn't recommend that more. It's a murder mystery, and the twist at the end is just unbelievable. It's great. It's a real shocker.
Good.
What have you been watching, Joe P?
Well, this week I've been watching BoJack Horseman, which is a Netflix original comedy, and it's like it's a cartoon, and it's really weird. Like, half of the people in it, half the characters are like animals who are humans, and the other half are just like humans.
I think I've seen memes of it.
Yes, yeah, like BoJack Horseman is like a man who is a horse. Like, he was an actor back in the day, but now he's washed up.
Okay.
And he's in Hollywood, and he hates life. And when I heard about it, I thought, this is the show for me, because it's got three of just my favourite TV people in it. It's got Will Arnett, who's the lead from Arrested Development. It's got Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, the hottest property in TV. And also Alison Brie from Community. So when I saw that, I thought, I'm definitely giving it a go. But as... I felt, as with most TV comedies, its first season was very, very unsure. And, what's the problem, Fanny? What are you doing?
Sorry, I've been stumped.
Stop reaching across me. Keep your hands to yourself.
As you were.
Anyway, so, BoJack Horseman, it struggled at the start. It wasn't very funny, but it found its humour. Most of its humour is visual. But toward the end of the season, there was some really interesting character arcs. Like, the stories between the characters got very, very interesting and quite emotional at times. And I will definitely be watching the second season when
so there's just one season out?
Yeah, so far.
Okay,
but cool. It's on Netflix, so you can binge watch it all and get to the good stuff.
Excellent. Okay.
And also this week I made yet another trip to the High Park Picture House, where I saw a music documentary called The Devil and Daniel Johnston. And Daniel Johnston is a musician who wrote the majority of music in the 80s, and if you like thinking about artists as people who struggle and they come up with stuff because of the struggle, then Daniel Johnston is the guy for you, because they said he's bipolar, but he's clearly got more going on than just being bipolar. He's so much more than bipolar. Yeah, he's so much more than that. He's a bit like his music. I'm gonna play you a little bit of his music because I won't be able to describe it, but it's very naive. Like, the lyrics, it's very just him and his guitar. It's very naive. And sometimes his lyrics just get you. They're just very simple. And so this is called "True Love Will Find You in the End."
Okay.
Mm-hmm. find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
That's True Love Will Find You in the End by Daniel Johnston. My headphones are falling off and Paddy's laughing at me. So you get the idea. It's very strange music, and if you don't like the sound of it, then you'll probably hate it. But the documentary itself was quite good.
I thought it's a documentary.
Yes, it had everything in it except an interview with Daniel Johnston, which by the end you thought, that's what I really want.
Because
I don't know, I didn't really like him as a guy. I thought that he was hiding stuff. Personally.
Okay.
But, so yeah, that's The Devil and Daniel Johnston. Go see it at the Picture House if it's still on. The Picture House, what a place.
What a place. Amazing. It's so cheap. It's so edgy, to be honest. And it is just amazing, isn't it? Sure. Very niche. And just right in the centre of Hyde Park. It's ideal. Now, okay, so next we are going to play you a bit of Gorgon City. If you want to drop it in for us, Joe.
I've dropped it in, Paddy. Oh. Is it playing, though?
When I'm looking in your eyes, I'm not sure if you're still with me. What is it that's on your mind? When I'm gone, are you sure that you miss me? 'Cause it's been a long time. Travel down the long road to be here. It doesn't make no sense that we're running when it's time to face all our fears. The sun's gonna shine for the last time, and I don't wanna miss it all. We made this far, stay in my arms. Let's make it a
Good afternoon, LSR. We are What Jon Snow Doesn't Know, and that was Unmissable by Gorgon City, just a little bit like our show.
Good one.
Thank you. We're learning the hard way that it's actually the second show, which is the hardest.
Yeah.
But moving on. Okay, so...
So each week, Paddy and I, we're going to give each other an album that we like to each other to listen to, because we have differing tastes in music and we want to find out why. And so where do we diverge?
Where is the shocking divide developing from?
Where is it? And so this week, Paddy, what did you give me to listen to?
I gave you, Joe, the Gym Class Heroes' As Cruel As Schoolchildren album. I wasn't going to give it you. I'd recommend you something else, which I'm not going to say, because I think I will recommend you that one.
Can't wait. Yeah. I'm going to slaughter it.
Ugh. Anyway, keep on topic. And then I was looking through my iPhone and I saw it and I thought, oh my God, I haven't listened to that in ages. And it's a brilliant album. It's the second album that they released. And for anyone who doesn't know, these are a band headed by Travie McCoy. They class themselves as rap rock, which, I don't know, the shaking of the head has begun. It was released in 2006, so it's a little old, but it's brilliant, and it just reminds me of high school, and I really like it. And I'm going to play you The Queen and I.
The first song on the album.
Yes.
I love it how she breathes booze in the morning, and it's so sexy how she can't remember last night. I made the fatal mistake of letting her drink again, but who the hell am I to tell her how to live her life? And if you could put gum in a shot glass, I'm just another lust who's had one too many, and when plenty's not enough for city, you must tend to settle for anything. Anything's better than letting her think she can do better than me. She'll come around eventually, cause baby girl's a queen, but the queen's at the pawn with a bunch of fancy moves, and she's made me a fiend. I'm going through withdrawals, but I got nothing to lose. Telling me she can't take it, she makes the cutest faces when she screams obscenities and slurs her words because she's never not inebriated. In the front page headline red, let the girl go, you know you can do better. It's bad with the fact that you can't have her, it's the reason you sweat her. Don't let her take advantage of you like them other newsletter. You better cut your losses now, buddy, cause baby girl's a queen, but the queen's just a pawn with a bunch of fancy moves, and she's made me a fiend. Withdrawals, but I got nothing to lose.
That cannot catch on.
It is.
Okay, Gym Class Heroes, As Cruel As Schoolchildren. Firstly, you said rap rock. They are not rap rock. That is isn't. That would be Linkin Park.
That's what they've described themselves
as. I know, I'm
as.
Saying that they're wrong. They're, they are rap pop at best. But what I found was that a lot of the albums seem to me a bit uncertain. Like they've got kind of got a theme of like school children, but it's very... No, it's not sustained. There's scholastic, scandalous scholastics and new friend request, which I hated. I hated new friend request.
Did you?
I wanted to play it because it's so cringe. It's awful. I hated it. It's
I have a little bit of a understanding of what you're
getting at. Yeah, but it's got a swear word in it, so I couldn't. But I'll just read you the lyrics. This is the chorus of that song. It's click approve, something simple. Show me some kind of sign. Let me know it's time to make my move. And it's all about a guy who sent a friend request to a girl and he's waiting. And it's on MySpace as well. I mean, could it be more 2006? I mean, the album I thought was really dated in a... Like what you said, like early, like high school. Mm. That's what I thought when I heard it. I thought this does take me back to like year eight, year nine, well, year seven. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think their pop rock style, pop rap style doesn't really work. I think they're at their best when they kind of forsake the rap and go all out pop, in like they do in this song I'm going to play, which is probably my favourite and probably everyone's favourite off this album because it's the one you'll all have heard. It's called Cupid's Chokehold.
Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. And not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get lost. It's been some time since we last spoke. This is gonna sound like a bad joke, but mama, I fell in love again. It's safe to say I have a new girlfriend. And I know it sounds so old, but Cupid got me in a chokehold. And I'm afraid I might give in. Towels on the mat, my white flag is waving. I mean, she even cooks me pancakes and Alka-Seltzer when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. They got a secret handshake, and she loves the music that my band makes. I know I'm young, but if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one night total son of a gun.
Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get a lot. Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one.
Since we talked last, and I'm trying hard not to talk fast, but dad, I'm finally thinking I may have found the one type of girl that'll make you way proud of your son. And I know you heard the last song about the girls that didn't last long, but I promise this is on a whole new plane. I can tell by the way she says my name. I love it when she calls my phone. She even got her very own ringtone. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. It's gonna be a long drive home, but I know as soon as I arrive home, then I open the door, take off my coat and throw my bag on the floor. She'll be back into my arms once more for sure. Like see, now annoying old man bite his tongue.
I'm not done.
She's got eyes comparable to sunrise, and it doesn't stop there.
Man, I swear.
She's got porcelain skin, of course she's a 10, and now she's even got her own song.
But moving on.
She's got the cutest laugh I ever heard, and we can be on the phone for 3 hours.
Not singing one word.
And I would still cherish every moment. And when I start to build my future, she's the main component. Call it dumb, call it love, or whatever you call it, but
everywhere I go, I keep a picture in my wallet like
take a look at my girlfriend.
So that was Cupid's Chokehold. I think I've just about recovered from your attack.
Oh, you should have embraced, Paddy.
Well,
you know what the show's about.
Yeah, well, I wasn't prepared, clearly. So,
okay,
you hated it.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't think that it. I didn't love it. I did like some songs. There was The Queen and I.
Yeah.
Clothes Off. Cupid's Chokehold. But I just thought that the best songs on it were just pop songs. Like, get rid of the rap and just have Travie McCoy.
Yeah.
Being like a front man. But don't make him rap. He's quite good as a rapper. He's not amazing.
He's not amazing, but he's got like, good flow. He's no Nicky, I'll give you that.
Oh, God. Save it for another show. But, he's kind of like Snoop Dogg
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Crossed with Nas, with a bit more energy. He doesn't have the lyrics. He doesn't have... Not in my opinion.
Disparaging.
But he's good. I mean, I think his personality, it saves the album from being almost... Nearly boring, nearly. I mean, it is
I'm
quite
surprised
good.
You think, like, I would never say boring.
No, but stuff like, I think it's called 7 Weeks. I just didn't enjoy it. No, but it's like, sometimes they just get the whole dynamic of the rap and the pop slash rock, whatever you want to call it, wrong. And some songs to me felt like, just a really long rap feature in a pop song, and then the chorus would come in, and you think, right, where's the verse?
But then it's just
more rap, and you think, can this guest please leave? Can we have the proper song?
The outstayed the welcome.
Yeah, but and also one last thing before I let you defend yourself. The Sloppy Love jingles were so out of place. It was ridiculous. I don't know what the Sloppy Love jingles, they were like in three parts throughout the album at different points, and they were spoken word about Travie. Like in the first one, he meets a girl at the bar. Second one, he talks to the girl at the bar. And then the third one, he realizes that she's not amazing. He's just drunk and she's actually really ugly. I just thought that was... Firstly, crass.
Crass?
Secondly, just a bit.
You mean it's never happened to you?
We will not discuss this either.
Joking. Or am I?
But anyway, yeah. So Sloppy Love jingles, get rid, please. Anyway, Paddy. Go on.
I'm surprised that you've just discounted the absolute tunes that are on it.
I haven't discounted the absolute tunes. I've said that the good songs are the pop songs.
Yeah.
But it's not a pop album. That's not what they're trying to do. So if you look at it that way, then they've failed. In some respect, that the best songs aren't the type of songs that they're trying to make.
Yeah.
I mean, say that they are following in the footsteps of Linkin Park and Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, well,
it's just not on that level. I mean, it's not as sure of itself.
No. It was very successful.
So, Nicki Minaj is successful.
Oh, my days. Save it. Right, should we move on?
Let's move on. Okay, we've reached the half point of the show, and to take us to the next page of the show, it's the streets. I know, see what I did there? Yeah. It's the streets with Turn the Page.
On the day, walk away, cause there's sense in what I say. I'm 45th generation Roman, but I don't know them or care when I'm spitting. So return to your sitting position and listen, it's fitting. And I'm miles ahead and they chase me. Show your face on TV, then we'll see. You can't do half, my crew laughs at your rhubarb and custard verses. You rain down curses, but I'm waving your hearses driving by. Streets riding high with the beats in the sky. All stare, eyes glazed, garage burned down, the fire raged. For 40 days and in 40 ways. But through the blaze they see it fade. The sea of black, the beaming heat on their faces. Then a figure emerges from the wastage. Eyes transfixed with a piercing gaze. One hand clutching his sword raised to the sky. They wonder how, they wonder why. The sky turns white, it all becomes clear. They felt lifted from their fears. They shed tears in the light after six dark years. Young bold soldiers. The fire burns, cracks and smoulders. 5 years older and wiser. The fires are burning on fire, never tire. Slay warriors in the forests and on higher. We sing, hear the strings rising. The war's over, the bells ring. Memories fading, soldiers slaying. Looks like geezers raving. The hazy fog over the ball ring. The lazy ways the birds sing. A new baby's born every day. Few men may be scorned today, but look at things the other way, cause it may well be your final day. And then the crowds roar, they slay, they all say. I produce this using only my bare wit. Give me a jungle, a garage beat, and admit defeat. Use war and past injuries, my metaphor and simile. Get all applications into me before the deadline. Cause it's a fine line between strife for crimes and a life for crime. But you will reach the day, and it's all mine. You can take it or leave it. I shake and reveal stage tricks like Jimi Hendrix. In the afterlife, gladiators meet their maker. Float through the wheat fields and lakes of blue water. To the next life from the fortress. Away from the knives and slaughter. To their wives and daughters. Once more before the Lord judges over all of us. It's in this place you'll see me. Brace yourself, cause this goes deep. I'll show you the secrets, the sky and the birds. Actions speak louder than words. Stand by me, my apprentice. Be brave. Clench fists.
Okay, that was The Streets with Turn the Page from their album Original Pirate Material, one of the most important albums of the 20th, well, British albums of the 21st century, I would say. I would say. But anyway, so I gave you FKA Twigs to listen to.
You did.
I can see you're raring to go.
I am, actually, yeah.
Okay, well, FKA Twigs is I think from London? I don't know. I should have researched that.
Gloucestershire.
Gloucestershire. Oh, Paddy.
Oh.
Okay, this is her first album. It's called LP1. And she's kind of electro R&B singer-songwriter. And she's already released a couple of EPs, which I think got her noticed. She actually started in the music business as being like a dancer for other people. In fact, you can see it in Jessie J's Do It Like a Dude. Interesting fact.
Yeah.
But her work kind of was a bit like wishy-washy, ethereal, cerebral kind of like pop. But then she teamed up with Arca, like some Venezuelan producer, and it's really solidified her sound. It's made it just more sure of itself. And so right now they're both leading the way in experimental pop. And the production of this album is extraordinarily dense and rich and just really detailed. It's quite something. And the album itself, as Paddy found out, is very its themes are rather sensual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To put it pleasantly.
It's not rude though. It's just. But anyway, we'll save that.
Yeah.
This album is it's nominated for the Mercury Prize. I hope it wins. This is one of my favourite songs from it. It's called Pendulum. Time.
that you're tired of waiting. You only want me in hard won spaces. I fill your gaps with people I know no one so lonely.
Twigs with Pendulum.
Right. Okay then, Paddy. I'm ready.
The album. Okay, I think the first thing we have to deal with is, as I was listening to it, I couldn't believe you'd recommended it because I didn't think we'd get away with it on air. It was jaw-droppingly explicit.
We've had to choose our songs quite carefully.
It was just, it was something else. I've never heard anything like it. In that,
did
like,
you say I'm, offensive? Or?
No, I said explicit.
Oh, okay, good.
Offensive.
Offensive. I'm sorry, go
on. Yeah, it was ridiculously intense. I thought it was quite cool. It was like a bit like hypnotic. It's quite strange to listen to. I'm not really sure whether anybody needs to hear it. I'm not sure what I don't know. I was like, right, okay, like cool. After a bit, and it,
I'll come back to that when we have a discussion. No one needs to hear it.
Anyway, I saw the Guardian defined it as ethereal and twisted, and I thought, yeah, I kind of agree. I was trying to think what it was like, and that was a struggle because it is, to be fair, very unique. I was like, it was impressive, but I thought it reminded me a little bit of Haim at times.
Haim.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And okay. I think she sounds a little bit like a Luna George, but yeah, okay, so we'll go through the songs. I thought...
No, first, you need to play your song.
Oh, I do, actually. Okay, this is my favourite. This is the one that really got my attention on the album. I thought it was where it peaked, and it was Numbers.
So that was FKA Twigs with Numbers, the song Paddy wanted to play. Mm-hmm. So Paddy, let's start with your phrase, no one needs to hear this. Please elaborate. No one needs to hear this.
I don't know, it's just so personal and intimate for her. Like, I don't know, it was just a bit much at times, I thought.
I just don't understand that. I mean, no one needs to hear Nicki Minaj say how much she hates
girls
with big arses and little ones as well.
Damn skinny.
So, like, but, no one needs to hear that. I think people need to hear that less than FKA Twigs, personally.
Point made. Moving on. yeah, I did think it was quite cool. I'm not going to lie. It was the song... Which one was it? Hours, I really liked. I was going to play it up until I heard Numbers. I was like, this is the one.
That was probably one of my least favourite ones.
Hardly surprising at this stage.
No, but I mean, I just didn't like it as much. I mean, I really liked, you know, the single from the album, 2 Weeks.
Did you?
Yeah, did you not?
No.
Really?
I thought that was the hardest work to listen to.
Do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was... Yeah, I thought it was a bit of a struggle to get through, really.
But that was, like, one of the most formulaic songs, like, verse, chorus, bridge, yeah. chorus. I thought you'd be able to identify with that one, Paddy.
With the basicness of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, with the basicness.
Good Lord. I found it a bit... Considering the rest of it's so, like, off the wall, I was just Yeah, I thought she should have kept with the craziness.
Still pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah. What else do I want to say? Yeah, like... it was strange to listen to. It was like borderline entrancing. It was like, it's just something else, really. Like,
it is.
My jaw was dropping listening to it. I couldn't believe it. I was playing it in the living room.
But in what, just because you were like, she did not just say that kind of way, or just because.
A bit of both. Like, it was like.
Your eyes were opened to music, which I recommended.
Yeah. I probably would listen to it again, which I suppose is something of a victory for you.
It is a bit.
Fair.
Thank
1-0.
Oh, thank you. What was last week then? I mean, you hated it.
Yeah.
I didn't love yours, but I kind of liked it. I don't think it's enough for a victory. I wouldn't listen to Tovalo again, like the album, but...
I endeavour to try harder.
Okay.
Well, a bit of interesting trivia on her, which I just like. I was looking at her like origins and all this sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
She's from Gloucester, which is like just really quite surprising considering the music, like Gloucester. Like,
what are you saying about Gloucester?
I'm bad man.
Have you been to Gloucester?
No, never going.
Okay.
And she's also in a relationship with Robert Patterson, so she's probably going to be extremely famous.
No way.
No way. Yeah, she is.
Well, anyway, I think that's the end of the music discussion.
Yeah, I would recommend people listen to it.
Good.
If they want to hear something that is just unlike anything else.
Right, well, if that's not a victory, I do not know what is. And so...
Now we're going to play...
We're going to play for all those with a hangover.
We're going to play it for... Lizzie, Gus, and Jess, and it is MK's My Head is a Jungle. In a dark room. Okay, so that was MK's remix of My Head is a Jungle. MK played in Leeds 2 weeks ago. Filled with regret that I didn't go.
Just like most of your life.
Close to the bone indeed.
It gets real here sometimes. Okay, right, we're going to move on to our weekly segments, everyone's favourite part. Firstly, we're going to have Paddy's Market Tip. For those of you who don't know Paddy, Paddy worked at Clitheroe Market, where we live, back at home. Mm-hmm. He worked there for 6 years, and through his time, he's accumulated quite a few stories of how not to be a moronic customer in a market, and so he wants to pass them on to you.
Okay, my first one is it's the issue about the beetroot, which is becoming more contentious by the day. Just the pronunciation of beetroot and the mockery that can be received for it.
Bizarrely. I mean, it's beetroot.
Beetroot.
Who talks about beetroot?
I mean, there is one T in beetroot. It's not beetroot. Beetroot. So you skip that middle syllable. You destroy it. Anyway, so yeah, beware of mockery on the Leeds market for that one. Although, with a good northern base, you might be all right. Anyway, and my other one would be not to come between the florist and the butcher. Now, this is... This is probably it could land me in a bit of trouble, but the florist and the butcher are notoriously together, having a raging affair, if we're going to be honest, on the Clitheroe Market. So if any of the home friends are listening, keep an eye out for that one. It is sensational, to say the least. But yeah, if you're down on the Leeds Market, do not come between the butcher and the florist.
Okay, well, I think that'll see us through another week. Mm. Well, thank you, Paddy, and... Next, we have our warehouse whistleblower, who I believe was on tour this week.
So we're here.
I believe they went to one.
They went to one. The new night at the Union, and according to the whistleblower, they were there, but nobody else was.
They ruled the dance floor from midnight to one.
Just not a soul in sight. Like struggling. The whistleblower is struggling to recommend the night. Like, from what we hear is...
We'd heard mixed reviews. And when the whistleblower said they were going, we were like, oh, well, let us know.
We were intrigued.
But this is beyond anything I've heard.
It sounds like everybody's kind of club that they go to at home, which is like
worse than that.
Intentionally terrible. But apparently one is not only dead, but extremely expensive.
Yeah.
So perhaps... The whistleblower is giving us a bit of a warning here. Okay. I don't know.
Well, thank you for the whistleblower. Okay, we just about have time for Serial Killer of the Week.
Our most contentious segment.
Yeah, we're not like cool with this either, that we're doing this.
We need an explanation as to why we do it.
Well, we're doing a Serial Killer of the Week because our old medieval history teacher at A-level, Mr. Lamb.
John Paul Lamb. Jean Paul.
Mr. Lamb. This was something that he often talked about doing that he used to do with other classes, and we thought, why don't you do it with us? And he said, well, it just got a bit real, you know, it got a bit too...
He said he was almost the head of a cult at one point.
Yeah, and so we don't want that, we don't want to encourage that, but we do want to carry on one of his fantastic traditions. And so, Serial Killer of the Week was what I had to do this week, and I decided I'd brush up on my Charles Manson knowledge.
Wow.
So, okay, Charles Manson, our Serial Killer of the Week. He was jailed originally on recommendation from a psychiatrist as a relatively young boy. And he went to jail after that for some crimes. And while he was in jail, he was taught to play guitar by a bank robber.
Right.
And when he got out of prison, he decided he was going to be a musician. And this was in the late 60s, about 1968. And so it was a good time to be in music. The Beach Boys, the Beatles, it was all happening.
Good time to be a serial killer, clearly.
Clearly. But, And so one day he arrives at the door of Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys and says, please let me in, I'm good at music. And Dennis Wilson, for some reason, agreed. And Dennis Wilson's home became the base of his cult, which grew. The Manson family,
he would bring them all in.
I don't know, Paddy, but I...
Joe, your knowledge
I hear
is
there's more than just Charles Manson in the Manson family. The family grew, and in the end they did some very famous murders, such as the Bianca murders and the Sharon Tate murder, the wife of Roman Polanski. Very sad.
Yeah,
very sad.
Horrible.
But luckily... Oh, and he thought that the Beatles were writing him songs which told him to have a revolution before there's an apocalyptic race war.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to
arrested in 69, imprisoned in 71. That we were what Jon Snow doesn't know. And it's
thanks
time,
for listening, Leeds. Goodbye.
It's time for to say goodbye. Bye.
Radio. Sound. Students. In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
You.
This is Danny Howard and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Need a DJ? Well, look no further. LSR provide the equipment and the music. Email info@lsrfm.com for more details.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket.
Today on LSR.
Live from Leeds University Union.
At the heart of your student life.
The things that matter to you.
To you.
To you.
To you.
Your news.
Your views.
Your life in Leeds.
Live at 5.
This is The Beat in association with Amber Cars.
Download our app for the quickest taxi service in Leeds.
Happy birthday, Gollum. Celebrating it here in Fab Cafe was a great idea.
Yes, Samwise. I'm really enjoying the eclectic range of music and the sci-fi themed food. Look, Lord of the Onion Rings.
Yes, yes, the gift says, give some to us now.
But Gandalf hasn't arrived yet.
I say, it's not like Gandalf to be late.
The wizard is never late, nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to. And look, Gollum, I bought you a double scotch.
Pippin, they do doubles here.
Yes, Merry, and they're only 250.
I'm getting one.
Stupid fat hobbit! Doesn't he know Fab Cafe is open every day of the week?
Estás escuchando
Leeds Student Radio,
a family-run business with over 40 years' experience in providing affordable and reliable accommodation.
Winners of the Leeds Landlord Award.
You should look no further than Spencer Properties when choosing where to live next year.
Spencer Properties own all the homes they let out and work closely with the Knowledge Project to promote safe, reliable housing for student and professional communities.
Visit spencer-properties.co.uk for more information and follow at @SpencerProp on Twitter for all their latest listings.
Spencer Properties, the number one provider of quality accommodation in Leeds.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds. This is Leeds Student Radio.
Still women.